Time 1:20.
Yeah, just wait to see if the tape's working or not. I want to check the control.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Well, here's...
You want me to do it again?
No, it's fine. Now, first let me get your full name. What's your full name?
Wheeler.
Okay. And Mr. you were born where?
I was born in Clay County, 1902. I was born down there and close to Uncle John McClendon, where the old Joe Brown place, next to Uncle John H. Ingham, about 100 yards from where Uncle John H. Ingham lived.
Yes.
And then we moved from there to where my brother lives out here when I was 4 years old.
And that's in what county?
Oh, it's Randolph County. I was born in Clay.
Yeah. Okay.
And from there, there used to be a store, house up there about where my brother's store is.
Yes.
And my father moved that.
Uh-huh.
And connected on to his house, and that's where the dining room, store room, kitchen and everything is now. That's right.
Tell me about the first house you were born in. What was it like? Can you remember it?
The house?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Your brother was Mr.
B.D. Morgan.
Ben Butler Morgan.
And R.I. Morgan.
And your granddaddy spoke a lot of times about Mr. Ben Butler.
And, you see, B.D. was 4 years older than I was.
Yes, sir.
And my daddy cleaned up a lot of land down there.
He did?
Oh, good night alive, boy. They worked night and day cleaning up that land.
Can you tell me about your father, where he was born and all that sort of thing?
Well, I can't tell you where my father was born. But my father, daddy, got killed in the war between the states and left him when he was 9 years old. And he had two sisters. One was named Ollie and the other one Barry. Well, Ollie and my father used to live back of Coleman over yonder.
Yeah.
Where Uncle Hop used to live.
Uh-huh.
And my father carried me over there when I was a boy, as he got grown, of course, and showed me where Uncle Hop lived in that log house. And I have heard my father tell about, he was 9 years old, when father died, of course, and at that time he was about 11 or 12. And then Aunt Ollie was about 14 and the other one was about 17. And I have heard my daddy state that he seen the time that they didn't have one bite for breakfast other than corn that they would get out of the field and cook it for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Then when my